This is Jo Platt welcoming you to the 321st edition of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden, which covers the period up to and including Thursday 9th of July 2020. Any views expressed and information provided, including any from websites and social media, are the responsibility of the originators and not of the officers and trustees of the Talking Newspaper for Todmorden. We start as usual with the news, and this month's news team is led by editor Jenny Coleman. All news items are taken from the Hebden Bridge Times and Todmorden News unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, which has been edited and compiled by Peter Gibson. It starts with the usual monthly quiz from John Hodgson, followed by a Christine Ward interview in which Ian McCaddy tells her about his adventures kayaking in Western Canada. We then have a second part of Paul Souther's appreciation of well-known local blind adventurer Bob Butterworth, who sadly died recently. Next we hear from new contributor to the magazine section, Tony Miskin, who tells us about the tree cabin in Colden that he's recently finished building. We'll hear more about this in a future edition. We then have a collection of five short poems from Glenys Halliday, followed by the first part of a new Canada travelogue by John Hodgson, Rocky Mountaineer and Icefield Parkway. After that, Christine returns with the first of a series of lockdown tales, and John completes the magazine section with the answers to this month's quiz. For this month's InfoSpot section, Paul Souther has selected the following items from the National Info Sound Service. Overhanging foliage, pavement obstructions. Visually impaired concerns as lockdown is eased. Voice operated, assistant and phone. New RNIB accessible book library. And shopping remains major lockdown problem. This month's news section has been produced by Kevin Emmett and Peter Gibson from recordings made in our own homes by Liz Cooper, David Gray, Julie Lord, Jonathan Ryland, Patrick Smith and me. So now, here's the first item.